I really want to go to Japan for real.
Bro, I've been saying the same thing. I was supposed to go for the Olympics, but COVID fucked everything up, bro. It's like my graduation gift to myself, but
bro,
COVID.
That would have been
COVID,
fire.
I know.
Fuck. What?
I know. I'm still hurt. Don't even mention it. About to be in Tokyo. we have aphrodisiacs down there, too. Hey.
No, for real, though.
What happens in Tokyo stays in Tokyo. No, I'm playing. Cut that out.
No.
I'm your host, Tim Gaines, and welcome to Behind the Red. In front of me, we have the most wonderful guest today, Young Air.
Out of space, out of here. Yeah, take me drive, I'm out of here. Yeah, doing too much, she out of here. Yeah, they talking too much, get them out of here.
What's good, what's good?
How you feeling?
I'm good, man. What about you?
Can't complain. Excited to have you on.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yes, sir. We've been a fan for a long time, actually. Shout out to Marco for discovering you. You know, he brought you up, and then we haven't been able to turn your music off since. You know
That's
I mean?
Love.
So I just want to dive right into it. You just released some singles recently, right?
Yeah, I just released Can'tland and Time to Get It on all platforms.
Big fan of both, actually. Can'tland been on repeat for like the last few days for me, actually, because I've been getting ready for it, so just can't turn it off.
That's love.
So let's just dive right into it. You just released a video for it, too?
Yep, I released a video for both of them. It's like two videos in one.
Yeah, two in one. Yeah.
I wanted to give people something different, so I was like, you know, why not just release two videos? I mean, two singles and like one video for real.
Exactly. So with that, who shot it?
Zenon.
Okay, shout out to Zenon.
Yep.
Okay.
You're going crazy. Y'all gotta definitely tap in with Zen, man.
I know. Gotta learn some things. What were the concepts behind the video? Did you have like much say so, or was it like you just gave a project to him and was like, you know what, go ahead and do what you want?
Well, really, all right, so this is what happened. We was originally supposed to shoot two like different songs. But what happened was the day of the show, the day before the, like, you see the footage in there, it was my like first headline show or whatever.
Yeah.
And like 2 days prior to that, I recorded both of those songs or whatever.
Word.
And Zen was like, no, I fuck with these. So we just said changed it up and we were just gonna shoot Can'tland.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he heard Time to Get It again and he was like, no, let's just do two in one.
Word.
So Can'tland was more so just like running gun. Like we had been after that, like we was like, yeah, let's just plan the Time to Get It one and just do it differently. But we was just gonna run and gun it. So Can'tland was just more like a run and gun day on my show.
Yeah,
I was just driving around in the IE and shit like
Word.
That. So like that's flexing how it happened.
Some slight.
Yeah.
So with that, they're like two different kind of concepts almost. Is there explain that a little bit, you know what I mean?
Well,
are they two different vibes or?
Yeah, two different vibes. Like Can'tland more on the, you know, the turnt side and Time to Get It more on like more melodic and you know, more of a feeling to it. So that's kind of why we said let's do them. Cause usually like when I go to the stew, I kind of like to make all kind of vibes. Like I usually don't like to just stick to one, but like if it depends on really how I'm feeling for real. Like if I go in there and I'm feeling like shit, I'm on some turn shit today, I'm gonna record that. But then I get to, you know, hear some different vibes and I'd be like, fuck it. Like I wanna change it up a little bit. So that was just a day I just did two vibes and I just. Word. Just did it like that for real.
So you quick with the pen, as we could say.
Yeah, I do all freestyle punching on.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to write, but that shit, like, I feel like I was overthinking it almost.
I hear a lot of people say that, you know
what
I mean?
Like, I feel like it just flowed way more naturally for me to, like, just freestyle for real.
Word.
Yeah, like, that shit, I don't know. Like, I just really love doing that now.
On some Lil Wayne shit?
Yeah,
I mean?
Low key. Like,
it's funny because at first niggas was like, he never writes his own lyrics, but now I kind of understand, like, how he does it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Wayne the GOAT, man. Facts. Like Wayne and GOAT for sure.
Facts. So let's talk about the headline, the show you headlined this summer.
Yeah.
What was the event called again?
It was called Younger and Friends.
Younger and Friends,
yep.
Yeah. So tell us about that. How'd it come about?
Well, it came about, I was just talking to Will and Hirsch.
Yeah.
And I had always said like I wanted to plan my own show or whatever. So they just pretty much made it happen for me and just, you know, put it together like that. And that shit like it was just crazy. Like I didn't even expect to have that many people there. Like I was like, you know, I wanted it to go crazy, but like it was like almost a shocker to me. Like I was like, damn,
so
like
the fans is really they.
Yeah,
really
like that
up,
shit was like
I mean?
Packed. Like the line was like out the street type shit. Like, that shit was crazy. I was like, damn.
I mean, I didn't get to go to it, but the other homies did in the group, and
they
said it was nice. They said
that
was
shit.
Nice.
It turned out nice, man. I was like, this shit crazy. Like I wasn't even expecting. It was almost like a humbling feeling. Like I'd be. I don't know. Sometimes I like, I know a lot of artists deal with that shit. Like, you be like, damn, like, when is shit gonna, like, you know, start rolling? Yeah, and I feel like that was like an eye opener. Like, okay, shit starting to really like pick up for me more than I even thought it was for real. Yeah. So like, now it's just like, it's just, that's what another reason why I made Time to Get It. I'm like, bro, this shit like crazy. Like, that's why I'm like, bro, I gotta put Time to Get It out. Like, that shit really just,
it's manifestation. It's time,
bro. Like, that's how I was feeling. Yeah. It's talking about it. And I feel like everything I really been saying, been like coming to light. Like, I really believe in like speaking shit into existence for real.
Facts.
Like, this year I was like, man, I'm just gonna work hard and make sure I just put out so much content, and I'm just gonna flood for real. And facts. I feel like since I've been doing that, it's just like, shit has been really like starting to pick up more for me for real.
Right. So since the show, what, like, how much harder have you been going, or like, what have you like done differently since the new inspiration to seeing the fans pull up?
Man, really, I just been in the studio like down there like every week for real.
Word.
Like, I live in that bitch low key, like for real. Like, that's all I do.
Putting
is
the time in.
Yeah,
I feel
put the time in, trying to perfect my craft for real. Like when I think of myself like right now, I really like, I want to be one of the greats for real. Like, I want to be, like, on some Kanye shit. Like, this ain't no just, like, play shit for me. Like, I really feel like I can be that one for real.
Right.
I just feel like it's like, however long it take me to get there, it's just going to take me. But I see this shit picking up. And, like, I feel like within the past 2 years, like, my eyes open. And I was able to, like, dig deep in myself and, like, make something, like, you know what I'm saying, come to light within myself to say, like, it's time. Like, you can really do this shit for real. So I feel like that's something that, like, I really firmly believe in, just speaking shit up for real.
I feel that. And over the past 2 years, do you feel like you found a new sound or a different sound?
Yeah, I feel like it's like my sound been the same, but it's just different producers have came to me, like different like ways of producers.
Like the right team?
Yeah, like I really been on like the same type of shit, like the same shit that I kind of like talk about, like shit like that. But it's just, you know, the flow is a little bit more swaggier than it was type shit. Like, I just picked it up like as I went along. Like, I feel like now I fully found my sound for real.
Facts, found the flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was listening to your music from like a while ago, because you've been making
shit.
Music for like how long?
Yeah, man, I've been making music for a minute, but like, I say like these, like I said, these past 2 years when I really started taking it serious.
Okay,
like before it was more so like, I drop a song and I dip out type
just
shit.
Because,
you know what I'm saying? I drop a video, I go out, but like, now it's like, I'm like, no, I'm locked in this bitch for real. Like, I'm like, you know, it's like a clock, like clockwork. Like,
all right,
I'm going to this dude, like, down there every day type shit.
Right.
Like, really trying to put out content.
So what really made you kind of take that extra leap of like, you know, I'm going to take it serious now versus like before then?
I feel like what it really was just life for real. Like, so much shit was going on. I feel like now I'm at a better place than I was before. Like,
right.
It was a lot of shit that I was dealing with. So it was more so like, you know, like when life hits you, you just be like on and off. Like, it'd be hard to focus on and see the light for everything. So it's like, for me, it was more so like, now I'm like, this the only thing I really love and the only thing that I really got for real.
So
it's no other option for me. So I feel like in order for me to get there, how the fuck can I say I want to get there if I ain't putting in full work?
That's facts, though, because you can't be mad at yourself when it don't turn out because you weren't putting in the full effort.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So that's what changed my mindset for these last 2 years. It's been more so like, it's now or never.
Word.
So.
Okay. So with like the recent string of events, do you feel like you're going to, do you have any like tours coming up planned up, or not tours, or even an album to tour for? Or to do short shows for?
Right now I'm just focusing on singles and visuals.
Okay.
Like, I want to drop a project when I feel like it's the right time for real.
A nice little EP or like a mixtape or?
Like, I may drop like a three song EP or something like small just for my fans, but on some like full, like, you know, 12, 16 type of song, something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's something that I want to wait on. Like, I want it to be the right time. Like, where I feel like it's like the fans, like, we ready for the album. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not just me dropping it just because I feel like I'm ready. I want it to be where my fans, like, no, we need the album now.
Yeah,
like,
this, like the hype.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the itching for it.
Exactly.
Know, some Tyrone Biggums, you know what I mean?
No, facts.
So, the Yellow Tape video came out late spring. One of my favorite videos so far also.
I appreciate that.
Who shot that one?
His name is Declan Kyle.
Okay, where? Shout out Declan.
Yeah, he fired for real.
Where was it located at also?
It was in New York City.
Okay, that shit was crazy. Okay,
like,
okay. He went all out.
Yeah. Right. I appreciate Declan for that, man, because he tapped in heavy with the underground. Like,
yeah. Where's he from?
I think he's from Connecticut, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. But like, he do a lot of work in New York and shit.
Yeah,
so,
pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit. I was just happy like how he made that shit turn out for me, bro. Like, Yellow Tape, probably like the song that really made me like even be able to do that show like that.
Really?
Yeah, like that was the song that like really brought me new fans for real.
Word. Like, do you feel like it was the song or the video or the combination of both?
I think it might, like, I'm trying to remember if I dropped the fucking song or the video. I think I might drop them at the same time type shit. So yeah, it was probably just a combination of both. Okay. But I feel like people like seeing me for real. So I feel like that's something that reason why I said I want to do more visuals. To like show my personality and show like my artistic side for
exactly.
real.
And that's also why you're here right now, you know what I mean? Let the fans know how you really are. You feel
I appreciate
me?
It. Yes, sir. Thank you to y'all for sure.
So with that, the approach that you had to Yellow Tape, you kind of brought your new fans. Are you trying to like keep that same approach to like new videos?
Yep, that's exactly what I've been doing. Like, I just been trying to, you know what I'm saying, still do like different shit, but also like give them the sound that I know they want to, mm-hmm. like hear and shit. So I feel like Yellow Tape was like one of the ones for me that helped pick shit up. Like, I mean, of course, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but it was something that helped me gain a little traction for real.
Got you. So like when you travel for that video, is that something like you're kind of like more interested into now? Because you realize when you kind of like collab with people from different places, you kind of bring their fans in too.
No, facts.
You know
what I
mean? Because like, you probably got some Connecticut fans now, New York fans now. You know what I mean? And niggas that you never even thought of. Now you can perform at their city and exactly. like probably even sell out a show.
No, facts. That's definitely the goal. Like, I was just checking my streams the other day and I was like, damn, like New York was actually number one on my shit. Like, that shit was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, and it's crazy because that's where I shot Yellow Tape at. So I know that's one of the reasons why. Like, I really, like, went heavy on promo on, like, you know what I'm saying, for Yellow Tape. Because I knew it was, like, something that was, like, catchy, and I knew, like, people would fuck with it. So I was like, let me shoot some of that. And I hit I'm the one who hit Declan up, and we just went from there. And he said he fucked with the song heavy. Like, I sent him a couple, like, shits, and he was like, that was the one he fucked with the most.
It was well executed. I'm going to say that. You know,
and it's crazy because when I sent him, I'm like, I hope he picked Yellow Tape. Because I knew it was one of the ones, and he picked that one. I was like, I know it. Like, that's what made me, like, say, let me fully lock in with Yellow Tape, for sure.
One of the ones you played earlier, I ain't gonna say which one, but hey, I'm hoping we can get that one in there.
Hey,
that shit fire. I got so many ideas already.
Bet, let's go then.
And I definitely see like you're a more creative dude. I noticed like some people kind of just stick to one sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like even like their new songs just sound like a variation of like the other song.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But like you definitely got like a different vibe to you, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
So like with that, what inspiration like do you get it from? Or like any artists in general, family members?
To be honest, like lately, I really haven't been listening to a lot of artists because I don't want to, because like when you listen to people, you kind of like, you get to, not mimicking them, but almost like you get inspired, like more so just
comparison.
Yeah, and I don't want nobody to compare me to anybody else. So lately, like what I've been doing is just going back to my old shit and getting inspired by like shit that I talked about in there, or like just when I've kind of like the vibes from there. But like main artists that I really listen to, like when I do listen to music, is more so like Future.
Okay.
Drake, Thug, like Thug probably my favorite artist of like
Thugger.
Ever, bro. Like,
yeah, Thugger, man, he's so fucking inspirational.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize that until like recently because he created a whole new path for so many rappers.
Facts.
Like mumble rap's almost not even really a thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's just rap now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like he walked so everyone else could run. And this nigga's running too. You
know
what I'm
saying?
No,
facts. Like Future and Thug, them my favorite rappers, bro. Like they like super big inspirations. But I got like a lot of other inspirations. Like I listen to like R&B and shit like that. Like my people, they used to listen to R&B and shit like that, and you know, like rock shit. But I really just, man, like I just love music for real. So like I'll be tapped in with really everything. But I'd be trying to like stay away from listening to too many other rappers because the sound be getting oversaturated sometimes.
Yeah.
So I just be trying to like listen to my own shit.
Have you tried to like listen to like a completely different genre, like try some rock stuff out, you know what I mean?
Just, yeah, like... I have, like more so like I got hip to that through a lot of like friends like in college and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying, like Black Sabbath and shit like that. Like they fire as fuck.
Same, bro. I found
like,
Nirvana in college. You know what I mean? I was like, all these niggas are fired. And
that's
it was
what
like,
I'm
bro,
saying.
They dead. I was like, what? That was
and
so
see,
hurt.
Like me growing up, I wasn't really around all that shit.
It's like, not, you know, it's not in the culture. So, you know what
once
I mean?
I got out and like started meeting new people, that's when I got hip to different shit.
Yeah, for real.
Like before, it was all hardcore rap that I was listening to. Yeah. Like it wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. So, you said Thugger is like a big inspiration. Does he like inspire the face piercings at all, or like? Let's dive into that if you want
like,
to. How'd that come about?
What really inspired face, my face piercings is more so like anime.
Word.
Yeah, like I love fucking anime.
What's
like
your
this
favorite?
Shit is from Pain. Like
okay, word.
So
word.
Like, and then like you know, rock shit is really heavy with face piercing shit too. Fact. But like, the reason why I got the Barnum on my face is because of Pain. Like, I say that in one of my songs. I ain't released that bitch yet.
Okay, word.
But it's called Pain. So. Y'all be looking out for that bitch for sure.
Word. How long have you had them for?
I had this one for probably like 2 years now for real. Like
okay,
2 years.
Word.
This one probably like 2.5 type shit.
Word. When you first got it, what were your parents thing?
Man, they was looking salty for real.
I was gonna say, I know like, yeah, they had was, that conversation in your black households,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mom's is lucky salty. She was like but like my people like they always just let me be myself though. Mm-hmm. Like they be like they may say something like damn, like, why you do that? But they be like, we know that's just you. Like, you always been different. Like, like I just always
been. Because they trust you being yourself. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? That's a
like, they know, like, what my goal is. And they know, like, if I do something, it ain't for no reason.
Facts.
Like, most of the shit that I do is always it's for a reason, for real.
That's because you probably always prove yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah.
Hey, real nigga, man. Real nigga.
Good looking.
Yes, sir. So your clothing, I've been looking at like the spider thing.
Yeah,
is it?
I designed all that shit.
You designed it all.
I designed it and
word.
She bring it to life for me.
Okay, word.
Like that's why I said I plan on being like a goat, bro. Like I really, like Kanye is one of my biggest inspirations too. Like
gotcha.
I really want to get into like modeling and clothing design. Like that's something I'm really big in. Like I got a whole lookbook full of like clothes and shit that I draw all the time. That's like something I really into.
Have you thought about like selling merch yet, or like is it not at that level?
I've done, wait for
the right time.
Yeah, see the thing is I've done merch, but I feel like what I want to do is more so like high fashion shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm more so into like high fashion, like shit that you're not gonna see people just wearing every day.
Exactly.
That's the shit you're gonna see
like
on the runway.
Like an event. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like the spider shit, you're not gonna see nobody walking down the street with that bitch.
Unless, was it a book bag or was
yeah,
it like a book bag?
Yeah, it's a book bag. So the book bag come like over this, and then the spider arms is attached and they come out of the bag.
Word.
And they wrap around your body and there's webs that connect around.
Word. Yeah, cause yeah. I was looking, I was like, damn. I was like, yeah. Was it heavy?
No, the shit light for real.
Really?
It's like a puffer. It's like a puffer bag.
Word. That shit was dope though.
No,
did it have 8 arms on it or how many arms is it?
Yeah,
have?
It had 8. Yep.
Word. Damn.
Yep.
Okay. Cause I was looking at it, I was like, this nigga really. I was like, okay.
No, yeah, that's my shit, like spiders and shit like that. Like so yeah, I fuck with that heavy.
What if you had a brand or whatever your brand is, what would it be called?
Yeah, I want to really use my own name as my brand for real, kind of like I said, like Kanye do for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, cause I feel like that's me. You know what I'm saying? Why would I even create an alternative name for like
facts.
Myself? Like facts. I'm basically giving you myself.
Would you call it Air or Young Air?
Yeah, I would probably just call it Air for real,
yeah,
or
yeah.
even like my real name type shit, like
word.
Just to be on like some. Really high fashion shit, like,
mm-hmm.
but because like at that point, I feel like once I get to that level, it's gonna all be the same thing.
Exactly,
like,
it's correlated.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
how the music be high quality, fashion high quality, videos
exactly.
high quality. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just art all around.
Exactly.
I feel that. What got you into fashion?
Man, I really always been into fashion. Like I feel like what really probably like more so inspired me probably was like watching artists for real, like seeing
okay.
fashion. But
is there a specific artist that you're like?
Okay,
because I know, like, me, I love, like, Busta Rhyme kind of, like, shit, you know, back
that's
in the
fire.
Day. Because, like, the videos are just, like, the craziest videos ever to this day.
Yeah,
Busta, like, Busta Rhymes and Ludacris.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the craziest, like, visuals ever,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
And you're, like, you're, like, a 90s baby, too, right?
Yep,
so,
yep.
You know what I mean? Like, true music, you
yeah,
know what I mean? The last real era, you know what I mean?
No, that's facts. But I say what really got me into fashion was, like, I hate to keep bringing up Kanye, but I feel like he was, like, somebody, like, even, like, back when he was... like college dropout and shit
yeah.
like that. Like, you feel me? Like, he been tapped
the polos
into this
and
shit.
Backpack. That was
exactly.
different, bro. Niggas wear that today.
Exactly.
Bro, what?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, back then, like, y'all probably wouldn't even recognize me, though. Like, I was like down to 300 pounds, bro.
Word.
Yeah. So,
okay.
like, I always been to the shit, but I couldn't wear it. You get what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
I was bigger.
Yeah.
So, I was like that swaggy ass big nigga, for
yeah,
real. Like,
yeah.
that was
the
me.
The oversized jerseys.
Yeah, oversized shit.
Know
and
saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shit
yeah.
like that.
But still
but,
fresh, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, okay.
So
bigger
now,
like,
I'm
always gonna be dripped
in.
Down.
Yep. Now I can wear the Rick and shit like that. You know, they don't be making that shit for big people.
That's
so.
The fact, though. Them shits only go up to, like, a large. And even a large, you be feeling like medium. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, like, 5'10 and below to wear this shit. Yep. So, like, you said you were 300 pounds before.
Yeah.
What caused the whole, I guess, change in 360 or the 180? Word.
Yeah.
Was it like a big wake-up call one day?
Yeah. They were saying I had like high blood pressure and shit. Like, word. I could like, you know.
And you're still young, too. You know what I mean? You're like, wait a second, nigga. I thought I had at least 60 years left.
No cap. I went to the gym that next day, bro.
Word.
No cap. Word. I went to the gym the next day. All I was eating was fucking baked chicken and spinach every day.
Baked chicken and spinach?
Every day.
Damn, what were you eating before that, though?
Everything.
Damn. Hey.
Snacks. Like I was going crazy, bro. Like.
Was it just like no self discipline, you think, or what was it like?
I just love food, like that. Word. That just simply like I was just fucking shit up. Like
I feel you, bro. Trust me, I feel you.
That shit was crazy. Like I be looking out, like damn, how the fuck I even do that, bro? Like people like back from high school, they be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, hey, you lost hella weight. Like, that shit crazy. So,
do you feel like he like gave you like a new level of confidence also?
To a certain extent. It's like, word. See, that's the thing. Like, I always dressed and shit. Like, I always carry myself the same way that I do now.
Word.
It was just I was big. Like,
yeah.
Was just really the only difference. I feel like now it's just, I could kind of wear exactly what I want to wear. When I was big, I was more so, like, doing shit kind of, like, to fit because I was big.
Facts. And, like, speaking of that, like, we were listening to a song from, like, 2013, I think, and it gave me, like, Rick Ross vibes.
Yeah. You Rick Ross was one of my favorite rappers,
Word, especially around that time, too, probably.
Yeah, during that time.
Because what was it called? Was it Go Get It? It was Ballin'.
Ballin' like No Other?
Yeah, Ballin' like No Other. Yeah. I was like, okay.
No, yeah, that's
because you sounded more deep, too, so, okay. Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even known to, like, the melodic shit really that much back then.
Word.
Like, that's why I said once I started tapping more into music. Like, that's when I was, like, dibbling, dabbling in and out of it.
Yeah,
and I was more so influenced by what my dad was listening to. Like, my pops always listened to Rick Ross and shit like that and older music. So that's what I was listening to. Like, once I got to, you know, really tapping in myself, that's when I found out what I really like. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, so.
Okay. So, let's dive into this. What made you choose the name Young Air? I mean, is this like your first rap name? I know everybody went through a few trial and errors.
First rap name was like Lil A. Because like, I mean, I don't know if people know, but like my real name is Aaron. So like I just did a play off of that. Like,
got
Air.
Got you. Aaron. But like, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And I'm just
sure
like,
A-I-R was already taken probably.
Well, I did think about that, but I thought that shit was corny. Like, I thought spelling the A-I-R, started thinking of, like, Nike and shit. I was like, no, I'm cool. So, I was just like...
Free sponsor. You know what I'm saying? Young Air, give me
no, facts. That's facts. But I was like, shit, I ain't trying to get sued either if something happens. So, I was like, I'm going to just play it off. And then I just thought about, like, heir to the throne. Like, you know, when you're a prince and you becoming a king type shit. Like, that's what I thought about. And then Young in front of it, just more so like a play, like I said, like... I'm really into like Japanese fashion and shit like that, and so that's kind of like why I named it that.
Got you. So with the whole Japanese and like anime thing, what's your favorite anime? You said Pain.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I got a couple favorite animes.
What's top three right now?
But I would say, bruh, you really gonna do this shit to me?
Top three. Let the fans know.
Naruto gotta be number one. Like feel like just because I got the Pain shit on me, like so that gotta be. And I really been fucking with Attack on Titans. Like, that shit hard.
I ain't seen it yet, but I heard about it. I know they're on like season like 7 or 8 right
now.
That
shit,
like,
that shit fire. Like, if y'all ain't tapped in, y'all gotta tap into that. And it's low key like, I fuck with Bleach and I fuck with like Death Note too.
Okay, Death Note.
I fuck with that shit too.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been watching some Cowboy Bebop lately. That shit's fire. What I've been, I know not. They just released like the Naruto movie, like the final battle or something like that.
I ain't seen that.
I heard about it. The final battle between like I think like Sasuke and Naruto. I'm pretty sure niggas was talking about
it. Oh yeah, I got to tap into that.
Hit up Crunchyroll. You hit Crunchyroll?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what
Crunchyroll.
Yeah, literally.
$3.99.
Because now I see, bruh. All right, I don't know about people who really into anime, but what really bothers me when people watch anime, they be like people who don't really watch it. I mean, they be like, man, I can't watch that shit without the English dub. I'd be like, bro, you're not a real anime
fan. No cap.
Like, look at the damn subtitles. This shit is in English.
Literally,
like, come on. Like, you're not really an anime fan if you can't watch this shit in the real.
It takes a certain patience, though. You know what I mean? A lot of these anime niggas are new anime niggas.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
We were, like, I was into it when niggas was getting made fun of for it.
Bruh,
you know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, it wasn't cool to watch anime
That's
until, like,
saying.
The last, like, 4 or 5 years until niggas started doing rap visuals to anime.
Exactly.
That's when niggas are like, oh, it's kind of cool now.
Exactly.
Like, bro, what? Man, come on now.
No, that's facts, though.
You show up with the ninja headband on Halloween, niggas all pointing and laughing.
No,
and
it's facts. Like, bro. No, my one homie, like, back in, like, this was in middle school, bro. Like, he got me hip to that shit. Like,
word, bro. Yeah. Same middle school.
He was from, he was like from Puerto Rico or some shit like
word,
that.
Word.
And like he used to, like, he spoke Spanish and like all type of different languages and word, shit. Word. So he got me hip to that shit. I'm like, bro, this shit crazy. So like when I got hip to anime, it was a rap, bro. Like I was watching that shit forever.
Man, it's a whole world of itself. You know what I mean? You ever been to the conventions?
No, I haven't been to one, but I got
so
to go.
So lit, bro. So lit. Honestly, probably like one of my favorite things to go to.
Like, I really want to go to Japan for real.
Bro, I've been saying the same thing. I was supposed to go for the Olympics, but COVID fucked everything up, bro. It's like my graduation gift to myself, but
bro,
COVID.
Bro, that would have been
COVID,
fire.
I know.
Fuck. What?
I know. I'm still hurt. I
mean, yeah, don't even mention it.
About to be in Tokyo. You no, know, we have aphrodisiacs down there, too. Hey.
No, for real, though.
What
really
happens in
crazy.
Tokyo stays in Tokyo. No, dang. Cut that out.
No. No.
So when did you start making music?
I've been probably making music, bro. I've been making music for a long ass time, low key. Like,
you have to put a timeline on it.
I would say, like, I probably made my first song, low key, when I was probably like 10 or some shit like
word.
That.
Yeah, cause what were you using software wise?
I think I was using like fucking bro, what was that? I think the first thing shit I ever recorded a song on was like Virtual DJ, no cap. Like,
I don't even know what that is, ain't gonna cap.
It's like, it was like the shit that like, or Serato, whatever that, like the shit that DJs used to scratch and shit, that's what I was recording myself on.
Word.
Yeah, because like back in the day, my pops used to sing and shit, so like, I always like wanted to be like something in music, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to be.
Yeah, yet. Where you fit in yet on it.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay.
So like, that's what I'm saying, like right now is like the point where I feel like I know exactly what I want to do type shit. That makes sense. Like, these last 2 years, it's like when I really was like, bruh, this shit is like, I been knew I wanted to do music, but like I said, like fully invest in myself.
You started seeing the vision mainly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started seeing it.
So when you finally started seeing the vision, did you like get the piercings also? Is that part of the image? Or like, is that something you wanted to do regardless?
No, like it was something I really always wanted to do regardless, but it was more so like, so basically, like, I lost my cousin, like, my best friend or whatever. Right. And I got this shit to say that, like, pain is forever, for real. So it's like, that was the reason why I got it. It had nothing to do with music. Like, okay. Even, like, the tattoos and, like, shit like that, like, none of that shit really, it all got a meaning to it. So it's nothing to do with, like, an image, for real. Like,
gotcha.
Everything that I do is, it's like, this shit is for real, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, should I be talking about all that? Bro, that should be for real. Like,
word.
Most rappers do this shit just for the image. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
whereas
yeah.
me, like, this shit is, like, really embedded in me, bro. Like, I've been around, really been around music. I really been, like, doing this fashion shit. This something I really do, for real. So, it's like, people just be talking about this shit, and I feel like I'm fully invested into
word.
It. So
it's crazy, because it's like, when it's really you, niggas, and niggas question it, that's how you know you're dope, though. You know what I mean? Like, are you really this? You
no,
know what
facts.
Mean?
Yeah,
you know what
facts.
Mean? I fuck with that, though. I fuck with that.
Good all looking.
Right, all right. No cap in his rap. You feel me?
Facts. No, facts.
So, a lot of people told us that you made a big jump this past year. So, what kind of caused the overall improvement and, like, focus towards, like, you know, like, going harder?
Like I said, I lost my best friend and shit. And
yeah.
That was like a
rest
wake up.
Peace.
Yeah, that was a wake up call. RIP, man. That was a big wake up call for me, and I was just more so like, you only live once. Like, just go out and do what the fuck you want to do. Like, if I die tomorrow, shit, at least I did what the fuck I wanted to do. You feel
big
me?
Facts.
Like, I can't look back and be like, damn, I wish I would have did that. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
So that's something that I never want to do. I don't have any regrets. No matter what I do, I don't have any regrets for anything. Like, shit happened for a reason and how it's supposed to happen.
I feel that. It's also like we kind of got to utilize the time where we're still here, because like we know
facts.
Friends that wish they could live another day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I know for a fact, if that nigga was still here, he'd be like, bro, why the fuck ain't you rapping? Like, you been supposed to doing this shit. So
doing
like,
what you love.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So like, he was one of the ones that always pushed me to really try to like really go hard for rapping for real. And
right.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to do it, do this shit, but like, it was just more so like, I'm like, man, like, I got to do it the right way.
Facts.
You feel me? So now I feel like it's time. Like, they about to see, bro. I'm about to show them. I'm going to show them.
Hey, I already believe the vision. You know what I'm saying? I heard the songs. You know what I mean? We just got to make the videos. All right?
No, facts.
Got you.
About to go crazy. For
yes,
sure.
Sir. plan on changing your sound at all? Because, you know, like, I guess music does change as, like, time goes on. Like, if you were to, like, kind of, like, divvy into another lane, what would you kind of, like, go into? More indie music? More, like, I guess, like, more, I guess, hyper trap? I don't know what we kind of call, like, the whole trippy rap sound. Like, what is it called? Like, digital? I call it digital rap.
They call it this shit hyper pop.
Hyper pop, that's
what
it is.
Or, like, rage music and shit like that.
Do you consider yourself in that lane specifically, or?
I wouldn't say I'm in that. I feel like, for real, like, it's crazy because, like, before that shit really started coming popular, like, producers already, like, sending me that shit for real. Like, I got so much music, like, no cap. I probably got, like, 500 unreleased songs, like, type
in
shit.
In the vault.
Yeah, damn. Like,
the
I
fans,
record.
Don't let the fans hear that. They're going to be bugging you, dog. Nah, they're going to be in the DMs, bro.
They know.
What you mean, 500
They know,
songs?
Though. That's the thing. They already know. I be telling them, like, I look at it as quality over quantity type
facts,
shit.
Facts.
I just record so much because that's my life, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, I want to get out. When I go to record, it's more so me talking about how my day was or, like, some shit just how I'm feeling.
Facts.
So, it's, like, not all the time. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, the fans, they understand, bro. Like,
yeah.
I be telling them, like, yo, I'm going to drop. I'm going to drop when it's ready. Like, y'all going to know. Like, when I drop some shit,
special.
Y'all going to appreciate it even more.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, they know what's going on, man.
Hey, I know. We all know. We heard the music.
So,
as far as, like, the future-wise, like, you plan on, like, changing your sound at all or, like, thinking of, like, any other lanes to go into? Do you, like, have any curiosity?
I mean,
I kind of want to try this, maybe kind of want to try that. Any producers you like, I kind of fuck with that sound, but it's just so kind of different that you're like, am I going to lose the fans with it?
I'm not really opposed to, like, really any sound. Like, I feel like I could really tap into pretty much anything. I just more so, like, I ain't gonna say I plan on changing my sound because, like, that would be, like, low key a stretch for real. Cause it's more so like, I just kind of go, like I said, how I'm feeling.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't see myself changing my sound. Like, I feel like right now I'm comfortable with, like, where how I'm at, but I don't want to be too comfortable, if that makes sense.
Yeah, cause you gotta adapt. You know what I'm saying? Time goes on.
Yeah, facts. Like, shit gonna change, sound gonna change. And I feel like, like I said, people gonna see that, like, I got more than just one sound. Like, they'll see, like, once people really get to tap in, once I start dropping and heavy and, like, really flooding how I'm about to, they're going to see, like, the discography, however you pronounce that shit.
I know what you mean to say. It's a hell of a word. Discography, one of the two. Discography, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I feel that. So what do you feel like on the current state of the industry? Like, me personally, I kind of feel like so much music comes out that it's like niggas really have 1 week to shine. And you just got to hope that we can release. Drake didn't drop shit. Kanye didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine the niggas who released when Drake released and, like, they were still underground. It's like, nigga, what? You know what I mean?
But see, that's back what I was saying before we, like, started into the interview. I was saying, like, that's why it's important to just build your core fan base.
Because
no matter what you drop, if you got a core fan base, they gonna tune into your shit regardless.
Exactly.
They gonna still go listen to other niggas, but it don't matter. If they really invested into you, they don't care about who else drops.
As long as you're, like, on that list, you know what I'm saying?
They gonna listen to you and them. You get
facts.
What I'm saying? Or
facts.
Shit, if they just your fan, they gonna just listen to you.
Also facts. So, like, what kind of skills do you feel like you need to succeed in the industry today?
Promo, 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 promo.
One more time, I don't think they heard it. One more
promo.
Time. Okay, there it is.
Promo.
Yeah, promo.
Like, nowadays, that's the shit that's really gonna get you there. Like, of course, you gotta have the talent, and you know what I'm saying? Everything. I'm not even gonna cap. A lot of this shit be just mainly for looks. Most of these niggas just be looking.
That's what I've been, bro.
The music don't even be there, if I'm being honest. Like, so I'm saying, if you got all of that and then you add the promo with it, bro, like,
it's a complete package.
Exactly. And that's a big thing that changed for me this year. I never focused on promo.
Word.
I just dropped. Like, I just said, I'm just gonna feel, I just wake up, feel like dropping today. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That work once you get to a certain level.
Exactly. When you don't have to put in the promo.
Exactly. Niggas, like, spend all their money on clothes. They spend all their money to look good, but then don't spend the money that it takes
to push the song,
in the videos.
Preach, man. Preach,
like, how
bro.
You expect? Like, you can have all the drip you want with nothing. Like,
literally.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we got some of the dopest videos. They should have more views, but, like, we promo on our end sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the artists may not promote on their end.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When knowing they have the core fan base and it's your video.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it just kind of shows you, like, who really cares at the end of the day.
Facts.
You know, because it's like, niggas don't realize that, like, y'all might be on right now, but in 6 months, everything can change. Even next month, you know what I'm saying? Because there's always another nigga. There's always another rapper. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that next dude could make the whole industry change.
Exactly.
Like Young Thug. Niggas ain't making no fucking, what, 50 Cent music no more? You know what I'm saying? Young Thug shifted that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
And then it's like now Trippie Redd's kind of like shifting the shit even more. And it's like, okay, now who's the next person to shift it? It might go back to 50 Cent music. We don't know yet.
Shit, you know never know. No, that's why I say, like, I believe, like, in versatility for real. Like, that's one thing I actually do have. Like, if people actually go and tap into, like, my old projects,
word,
you'll hear, like, I got shit, like, on some, like, pain, love, rap shit, trap shit, all that shit. Like, I got all type of vibes. Like, you gonna fuck with something. Like, you don't fuck with that one, I got another one for you type shit. Like, that's word.
Like, the whole vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about doing any live bands or like live performances, like live instruments?
I feel like
that's like, man, seeing a nigga rap over live instruments is just like, what the fuck?
Like you the shit I mean? Thug just did and the shit Gunna did
too.
Like
the Tiny Desk. Yeah. Man, I was like, that shit was mad composed.
That
you know
shit
what I mean?
Crazy.
It made me go back listen to the album a whole different way though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'd definitely do something like that. Like, I think that's something I'd definitely do for real.
Word.
Just depends on probably how the song is for real.
That's also true. You know, because some stuff doesn't have live instruments in it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, like, the stuff's like mad synthy now. So it's like, that's kind of hard to play.
Super computerized and shit like that. Like, some of that shit probably impossible to like pay on instruments.
That's all, it's
I
like
don't
computers
know.
Like damn near having sex. You know what I'm saying? That shit's just like, sometimes I'd be like, damn, this is straight static and 808s in this bitch.
Yeah, no.
So like, what are your goals for next year as far as like career wise?
Man, I'm trying to take this shit to the moon for real.
Word.
Like, that's my goal. Like, I have very big goals for myself. Like, I really want to be one of the ones that's next, like, type shit. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, real, if I'm just being like on a realistic side, I guess I would say that I really kind of. Fuck that shit. No, I want to be on the charts, bro.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, I want to be on the charts.
One,
I'm not gonna
you know
care.
What I mean? Like,
yeah,
what you
like,
doing it for?
Yeah, no, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I want
don't
like
show yourself.
To be honest, like, I want to win like a Grammy, bro. Like, I'm on some type of shit like that. Like, see, people probably be thinking like, no, this shit is a how I say it, like what I say all the time. Motherfuckers be thinking like it's a far stretch when people talk, but a lot of people who they probably didn't even expect to make it to that point, they did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I feel like I can see this shit for myself. Like, I really have tunnel vision. Like, nothing is blocking my view. Nothing stopping my view. Like, since, like I said, these past 2 years, bro, like, mm-hmm. I've been so focused that, like, nothing I feel like can stop me. Like,
word.
So it's just, like, I just know what I got to do. Like,
what is it? Manifestation, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like, I be speaking shit into existence. Like, I was telling Marco, bro, like, literally, I was like, I want to find another. I literally spoke this shit. It was me and my girl, bro. I was inside of my apartment and shit. And I was like, then like, you know, a lot of videographers in Ohio, they be booked and shit. I was like, man, I got to find another raw-ass videographer that's, you know what I'm saying, like crazy.
Yeah.
And Marco hit me up that next time. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, this shit crazy. Like, I just said this shit and like the next day, I got a DM from him. I'm like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this,
it's almost bro, like he heard you. You
shit
know
be crazy. Like, I was telling him about that. I'm like, bro, this shit crazy. Like, everything I've been saying really been, like, on some coming true. Like,
word.
I be feeling like I'm on some prophet shit, bro. This shit be crazy.
Hey,
like,
you ever read The Alchemist before?
No, I never
man,
read
that. Bro, no cap, read that shit. It's, like, it's literally, like, a book on, like, manifestation and, like, finding your true destiny.
That's fire.
Bro, like, no cap, you fuck with
I'm going to tap into that,
it's
for
it's,
real.
Like, one of the best books, like, ever.
I'm going to tap ever. Into that. Cause like I really, like I was saying, I really believe in that manifestation. Like I really do.
It's a real thing though. You know what I'm saying? You just got to stay on the path. It's crazy though, cause like we've been trying to like we want to shoot a video with you for the longest, but we just had to make sure quality was there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's like now we kind of feel like we're at the point to where like everything we do is good.
Now y'all shit
like,
fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit
so
fire,
it's like
for
now
real.
We just kind of need the artist to match. Cause at first it was like we like our videos were like I think like a 6 out of 10 when we first started. And it's like we wanted to hit artists that are like 9 out of 10s, but it's like we ain't trying to like divert your quality because we're not there yet. But now we're there yet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like we're kind of like, I guess, tossing away people that are 6 out of 10s because we're doing like 10 out of 10 work. You know
nah,
what I mean?
Nah.
But it's cool because we're at the point to where we can pick and choose just like you can pick and choose.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? So
nah,
like,
y'all shit crazy. Like,
Thank you. Your shit's crazy. You know what I mean? I'm telling you that last song you play, we going to need to shoot a video to that one.
Because
I think that's the one.
I'm with whatever.
Word.
I'm with whatever.
Word.
Y'all just heard that, right?
Just wait. So, if it wasn't for music, what else would you be doing right now? Was there ever a plan B?
Not really, for real.
Word.
Like, I mean, I like right now, like a lot of people probably don't know, but like I do like home remodeling and shit like that. Yeah. But besides that, that's not like a dream of mine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's so I can live.
Yeah, it's like break bread, you know what I mean?
So,
yeah,
but besides music, no, there was it's really nothing that I ever wanted to do. Like, okay. This is the only shit I really ever wanted to do. But like I told you, like, I've been dibbling and dabbing. This shit is just, so much shit just always
happens. Yeah, life be happening, you know what I mean? And like, we got to, like, fight our demons, handle our battles, facts. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure that whatever we invest ourselves into, we can be 100% about it.
No, facts.
You know what I mean? It's so hard to, like, get where you want to get when you're, like, foot in, out. Exactly. You know what I mean? So I feel you on that one.
Now I'm like 10 toes in this shit.
Hey, 10 toes down. 10 toes the fuck down. So what's your favorite thing to do in your free time? Like watch shows, play pool, basketball, you hoop?
Yeah, I play a little basketball and shit. Like really just working out for real. Okay. Mainly like that's really what I do. Just workout type shit. Yeah. But I ain't gonna cap like low-key everyday consistent music for me, bro. Like at this point right now that I'm at because... Like I said, I don't want to lose. So like,
most definitely.
But if it ain't working out, then really just music and just, you know, spending time with my loved ones for real. Okay, that's the only shit that mattered to me.
For real, though. Like you said, if it's all gone tomorrow, did you do what you wanted today?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I got to do whatever to make mom and pop's proud effects.
Thanks. And one thing I'll say is, what's your thought on the Cleveland music scene? You know what I mean? Because I feel like the music's shifted a little bit. Maybe like 2-3 years ago. It was like straight hood shit. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Q Money, fucking Doughboys, look, he's still hood, but he's changed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But like Thug, rob a nigga, kill a nigga in front of his mom, all type shit. Facts. But now it's more like the hyper pops, like real, like just like taking over the wave. Even like the Thug niggas are like hyper pop. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like what's your opinion on it? You know
what I mean? What I think about it is, I feel like I'm one of the ones that was like, really the start of that shit. Like, even if people didn't know me back then, most of the rappers in the underground, they pretty much hip to me for real. Even if I ain't, like, you know, at the level that they are at, they tapped in. Like, you get what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like I was one of the ones that was, like, on that shit before. Like, everybody else started getting on that shit. So, I feel like, for me, I fuck with, the like, how everybody, like, you know, tapping in with the sound. Because some people, like, taking it differently. Like, whereas me, like, I do shit differently than the next person who on that same wave gonna do. Or they may be talking about some other shit that different than what I'm talking about.
True.
So, like, I feel like I get in hyper pop and I may talk about, you know, some money, or I may talk about how I'm fucking sad or some shit. Like, you know, I can make that shit however I wanted to type shit. So, I do fuck with how everybody doing it in their own way. And I like that people being more artistic now. I fuck with that. Like, I feel like as artists, people always try to play this hard role. Like,
that is so true.
Like, rapper specifically. Like, so bro, you ain't too cool to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, show yourself, bro.
Facts.
Like,
so we got emotions too. You know what I mean? What they say, thugs cry.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Hey.
Like, that's one thing about, like, I be very vulnerable in my music. Like, I'm not scared to talk about shit that I actually go through.
Facts.
Like, I'm not afraid of that shit, bro. Because there's somebody out there who actually be needing that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can go from talking to shit like that to talking and making somebody happy in turn.
So the versatility is a real thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, don't take that for weakness, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm emotional, but I'll beat your ass, too.
No, facts.
He said, hey, don't try me now,
all right? No, facts. Because we be with steppers.
Hey, you feel me? No cappers, you feel me? So, do you have any advice you can give to, like, the next coming generation of artists, or just someone out there looking to, like, starting to do it? Or, like, someone that's inconsistent, that's on and off, you know what I mean?
I say first, just really believe in yourself for real. Like, that's the first step. It don't matter who the fuck don't believe in you. I don't care if it's your mom and your dad, your grandma, whoever. Like, your best friend, whoever. Your bitch, too, because they be disbelieving in you, too.
No cap,
so,
though.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let
like,
it go.
Believe in yourself. If you don't believe, then this shit ain't going to go nowhere. You got to know in your heart and in your mind, like, this is what can happen. Once you see it for yourself, the people around you, they're going to follow or they're going to fall off. It's only two choices for them.
That's facts. I'm sure you've lost some friends along the way, you know what I mean? People who didn't see the vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Or they act like they was really with the vision, but they not. A lot of people have misleading intentions. And I can see right through that. Like, I'm one of those people who I can tell right off the bat if you got pure intentions or not. Like, I read energy very well.
Facts.
Like, that's why I'm really like, if most people know me, they know, like, I'm really, like, a loner, low-key. Like, I'm high-key. Like, I'm really a loner. Like, I don't be with a big ass group of people. Like, none of that. Like, I stick to who
you need
I fuck
an entourage,
with.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, yeah, it's me and whoever I fuck with type shit. Right. Now, I don't need a million people up on stage. I don't need none of that shit. Like, as long as I got people who I know solid for me, even if that's two people, I'm straight.
Facts.
Like, I'd rather have two solid people around me than 20 unsolid niggas.
Facts, because they all going to fold, you know exactly. what I mean? Who left standing?
Exactly. Right. So, my message, like I said, is just believe in yourself and just know, like, this shit going to work out if you believe.
Okay, word. Actually, last question. Always forget to ask this question, but do you feel like being an artist is kind of hard to have a relationship? Or, like, it's almost like, because I feel like most women, like, or, like, I want a man that's going to support me, and I know what his career is going to be able to support us type
right.
shit. You know what I mean? But, like, they might not see the vision yet until, like, it starts going. You know what I mean?
Facts. And I feel like if that's the case, then that ain't your bitch.
Facts. Word.
Like, that's just that. Like, I feel like if she can't invest in you, like, I don't cap. Like, my girl now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she invested in shit that I didn't even think about investing in.
Word.
Like, that's the type of girl that you need. You know, somebody who can actually be by your side no matter, like, where you at in life. It don't matter if you got the shit or if you don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you going to be in a relationship, you got to have that backing, too. Like, mm-hmm. low-key. Like, I feel like that's very important.
Okay.
Like, you know, why be with somebody who don't even believe in you?
That's
like,
big facts. This is going to hinder your growth, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Or just, like, make you mad all day.
All artists, to y'all, no cap, be single, bruh, until you can find that right one who actually going to support every step that you do. And then that don't mean that they got to agree with everything that you're saying. You don't want a fucking, you know what I'm saying, robot
yes,
to,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? But if they ain't pushing you to be better, then what the fuck she around for?
Okay.
Like, that's how I feel.
Okay.
Like,
if you can't get right, get left.
Facts.
Hey. So any last shout outs before we wrap it up? Last mentions? You know what I'm saying?
I'm leaning.
What's in the cup is in the cup.
That's all I gotta say. All
right, then. Shout out to Waukesha. It's been a blessing having you on the show. This is Behind the Red. This is Young Air. Check out his new video. Can't Lend in Time to Get It on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
What's the YouTube channel it's on?
Young Air, Young Heir.
Yes, sir. Till next time. Thank y'all. Yes, sir.